All right, let's welcome everybody back to a brand new episode of Let's Talk Local. I'm your host, Chris Hollifield. I have a special guest here in the studio. I'm going to introduce him here in just a second. But first of all, I want to thank everybody for coming back week after week and joining me on every episode of these podcasts as I chat with awesome people here in Utah, doing cool things, making waves in the state, doing things that other people might not be doing. But before we get into that, of course, I have to mention the show sponsor, my real estate team, the Red Sign Real Estate Team. Guys, if you are looking to move to Utah, or maybe you're looking to downsize, maybe you're like, the kids are all moved out, I don't need this big a house, maybe it's time to sell, give me a call, shoot me a text, 801-244-2908. Let's talk about the market, let's see if it's a good time for you, and we'll go from there. But today on the podcast, you guys, I am actually really excited for this one. He has no idea how excited I am. I know we chatted a little bit before we started recording. So Jeremy Velarde.
Yes.
Did I pronounce that right? I always try to run past before we sit down and record. But we were kind of going over this. Like, when was the last time you were on the podcast? And you actually came on a handful of times in the very beginning years.
Yes.
But then you didn't for a while.
Right.
And so now let's change that, man.
Let's change it.
So you, three times?
Yeah.
The third, did we figure out, so the first time, okay, and this is for people that are keeping score at home, Brad Barker.
Right.
Right.
The late, great Brad Barker.
The late, great Brad Barker, for those of you that know Brad. What was his band, Systems?
Victims Willing.
Victims Willing.
Why was he in Know It All and
yeah.
Anger Management.
Okay.
Or Anger Overload.
Yeah.
Anger
I mean, Management. A very, I mean, punk rock icon in
yes.
Salt Lake City. I mean, he yeah. was, he, anyway, and then Lance Everall,
mm-hmm.
still a great artist,
yeah.
which if you want some good art, you guys go follow him on
Instagram.
Is he still in Salt Lake?
He is.
Okay,
yeah, he's in West Jordan.
I need to bring him back through the podcast too.
Yeah, you should. Cause he's painting all sorts of stuff, and he's hanging. I think he's gonna be at the Porcupine Grill. I should have found out.
Oh, he's gonna be there.
Well, or his paintings.
Oh,
I think the month of May and June.
Okay,
I believe.
Okay, I'll reach out to him and say, "Hey, come on, Lance, let's do this." And then, did you just come on? Well, no, the very first time you even talked about that with your cousin Adam.
Correct.
Which it's funny because I'm still Facebook friends with him.
Yeah.
And I still enjoy his posts, and I still think about you guys when I see him because, and I was like, oh yeah, Adam and Jeremy, but. And so was it four times you came on then?
It was three. It was those three.
Didn't you come on another time to talk about like a Create a One event?
Well, so all of those were about Create a One.
Was that what they
about
were?
It's been
so many years.
And that's why I would bring those people on because they were always artists that I would feature at our Create a One events.
Okay. Okay. Well, okay. Well, wow. I just realized I had the other mic. Did you hear the volume difference?
Oh, yeah.
There? Wow. Because I was like, why is there an echo going on here? So
I just thought we were a couple powerful guys.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that sounds a lot better. I was like, man, why didn't I turn? So for people listening at home, if you just heard a difference there, I just turned the volume or mic three off. So anyways, I don't have a young Jamie here to take care of my board like Joe does. But so. Okay, so Create a One events. Well, let's jump into that. So you're making mm-hmm. music now.
I am.
You're creating, I guess.
Because you were
doing art and stuff before as well.
I was.
You weren't doing anything for a while.
I wasn't doing anything, no.
Which I want to actually touch on that because do you find as old men, mm-hmm. I'm going to say it, we're old men here, Jeremy.
Sure.
We're probably pretty close in age. Mid 40s, late 40s,
mid 45.
Okay, see, I'm 46.
Okay.
Do you find that, and it's not always by our own, like we don't always want to do this, but a lot of times we put our own passions mm-hmm. and our own desires on the back burner for everybody else.
Mm.
Our families, not mm-hmm. that's wrong.
Right.
Family and friends and even our careers. We stop creating music, mm-hmm. stop creating art, stop creating podcasts. Do you find that to be true?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what happened the last 10 years is, well, a lot of things happened the last 10 years, and one of them was grief.
Sure.
And that's one reason I stopped doing the Create a One events.
Yeah.
It was just a little too heavy. I lost my son or my stepson in my last marriage.
Yeah.
And, then that marriage fell apart. Just had to take a step back.
Sure.
Stop with the music, stop with the art, stop with these, fundraisers, the Create a One fundraisers. They were so much fun. They were awesome. But it,
you always did a great job with them.
Always did good. Yeah. But it took a lot of work too. Oh, yeah. And it was a lot of time away, you know, planning. Even if you're still home, you're still planning a lot of it out, you know. So yeah, I just had to kind of focus on the family and, you know, going through a divorce and stuff, getting things, you know, back in order, and a lot of therapy and, you know, so yeah, the music and the art, was on the back burner.
For I get it. And sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot
there.
I hope, you know, I just think that it's so important to realize when that's happening, because I don't think a lot of times, cause I saw it happen to me multiple times over the last, obviously 20, 30 years of my life.
Right.
I mean, not just even over recent events, throughout years, things come up, we put things on the back burner, but my curiosity is, I wonder, should we have leaned on those things a little bit more to help us get through the tough times?
Yeah.
Cause could the music and could the art have helped you?
Absolutely.
A little bit more, where you could have expressed yourself what you were going through.
Yeah, probably. I mean, a lot of it was pretty heavy at the time. And it's funny that you're talking about this, because for years I wanted to write a song about Dylan, my son that passed.
Yeah.
For years I wanted to write a song, but how do you
do that?
How do you write a song so heavy? And capture everything. And it was almost, too big of a task to even attempt, but I did it.
You did do it.
I wrote a song about him.
Okay.
It doesn't encapsulate his whole life or my experience with him or even the love that I had for him, but it's just a little story about listening to the song that was played at his funeral. Man, I didn't think it was going to get this deep so quickly.
I'm sorry. I didn't know it would either, but it just
No,
did.
It's fine. It's really a song about me hearing the song that that we played at his funeral, and me hearing it, me crying, and then me smiling when the song was done, because shit.
No, you're good.
Because we experienced all those years together.
Yeah.
I'm a podcast guy, and I keep knocking this.
You're good, man. You're good.
So yeah. I took away the heaviness of it, the big picture of all of it, and narrowed it down to me hearing a song that reminded me of him, and it made me happy after my cry.
Yeah.
So I think me putting it off for that many years, allowed me to take it on. Does that make sense?
It makes 100% sense.
So yeah. So it's track 11, 11. Was his lacrosse number.
And then I got tattooed right there. Oh my gosh, now I got goosebumps, man. That is.
So yeah, it's track 11. You got
the lacrosse sticks and everything.
I do, yeah.
Dude, that is awesome.
And then there's my dad's signature right there.
Oh man.
See, this is where you need a visual.
It is. It does. We really do. So when you say track 11, because you have a new album.
That's a new album coming out May 16th.
That's why we wanted to get you on the podcast. We were talking about this and I think it's great. Actually back up a little bit. So even before we get too far into this podcast, I know a lot of times, let's talk about websites and all that at the end. Let's talk right now. Where can people go listen to any of your music right now, or maybe even possibly this new album?
Yes, they
can. Depending on when they're listening to this podcast, I guess.
So the album that's coming out is May 16th. It's called Teacher's Pet, and it's under Jeremy Velarde, and you have to spell it, right? So JERAMIEVELARDE.
All one word?
No. Oh. Jeremy Velarde. But my first name spelled different. So
okay. Well, I didn't know if it was like all just, no period or anything in Jeremy. No,
it's Jeremy Velarde.
Yeah. And then is it on Bandcamp or?
It's on Bandcamp. It's on Spotify.
Oh, just JeremyVelarde.com.
No. So any streaming platform.
Oh, like Spotify. I got
Spotify, Amazon Music. Tonight. Oh, no, you're good. YouTube Music, Tidal. I mean, there's a bunch that I don't even know. Like Deezer. What is Deezer?
That name rings a bell. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just streaming stations.
Yeah.
I don't know. iHeartRadio.
So go listen. Everywhere. You can start earning your pennies.
Yeah. But what was I? Oh, and it's Jeremy Velarde.
Okay.
Bandcamp.com.
Okay. So actually that's a perfect way. Hey, you might be listening to this, like, let's say in Spotify, right? A lot of people listen to podcasts in Spotify. You can just go in there and type Jeremy Velarde.
Yep.
And now are all the other three albums on there too? The previous, like your EP and the other one and all that are on there too?
Yep. All my singles. And I have an EP called Teetotaler that came out in October.
Okay.
So, yep. And then Coppertone Park, speaking of Adam, me and him have a folk duo, I guess, that we record stuff and put it out there too. It's called Coppertone Park.
Okay. So. And that was actually a question I jotted down because I couldn't remember when we chatted, if you were making music with anybody else, if you had a band you were ever doing, or if you ever,
we were chatting at first, I think I was
with still Adam with too,
Blindfold 801.
Was that?
I think so.
But I need to do my homework better.
I don't know. Maybe we just broke up. Anyway, I was with Blindfold in the late 90s, and then we got back together in 2008.
Okay.
And then we played for a couple of years, and then that broke up. And I really haven't made music since.
Do you like playing in a band better or by yourself better?
I like playing in a band better. Okay. But it's so hard to get guys together and...
To be keep on the same together, page.
Be on the same page. It's everybody's a dad now. I mean, even people are grandparents now, you know what I mean?
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, it's crazy. So I like playing alone just for the fact that I could do it whenever I want to.
Yeah.
And I could really do it the way I want to, but it always sounds better with a band, always. And it's fun to hang with people, you know?
And kind of, just have some people on the same doing the same thing.
But nowadays, like when you get together and, you know, with your buddies to jam, you just end up holding your guitars and talking about the kids or barbecuing or whatever, so,
true.
So a lot of music doesn't get done, but I would prefer being in a band.
So this album coming out May 16th,
mm-hmm.
how many songs are on it?
12.
12 songs.
12 songs.
Are they all about different things in life, or what would you say a majority of the subject matter is?
So majority of it is about my wife.
Okay.
And that's why it's called Teacher's Pet.
Hopefully good things.
Great things. Yeah. I love the lady. Yeah. That's why it's called Teacher's Pet.
Okay.
She's a teacher, third grade teacher. And, some of it's like pretty sappy, pretty, schmaltzy, but I'm like, that's how I'm feeling. So I wrote it down, you know, as a younger man, I probably would have held back some of that, you know, like, oh man, this sounds corny or whatever, but
you don't even care at this point. You're just like, it is what it is. I love her. I want the world to know it.
Yeah.
And then, how does she feel about that?
I think she's kind of, I don't know. I think she's all right with it, but I don't know that, I don't know. I think she likes it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to get her on the podcast and ask
her. Is she pretty supportive of you making music and doing all that? I mean,
oh dude, half of our bedroom is a studio.
Does she play music?
She doesn't.
No,
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 no. Okay. So yeah, half of our bedroom. So she's a teacher. So half of it's like full of books and papers and stuff, you know, and then the others like pianos, acoustic guitars, ukuleles. So
do you play the piano too?
I just barely started. And
ukulele you play a little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. You just kind of incorporate it all. Now do you record are you recording these albums like right in your house?
I am.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So if you listen very closely, and I tried to edit most of it out, you could hear little kids going to the pantry, you know, in the background, the microphone's picking it up or whatever, you know, because life is still happening.
See, you're a patient guy here, Jeremy. See, I could learn a thing or two. No wonder, man, I'll tell you what, when I used to record a podcast with a house full of kids, it was like, Chris is recording a podcast. Shut the hell up. Yeah. You know what I mean? You need to relax and life's going to happen.
But equally for them, I think it's crazy because they're in the kitchen.
Yeah.
My bedroom's next door, you know, and I'm usually in the walk-in closet doing vocals.
Okay.
So all they're hearing is, you know, dad singing to himself. Like, they're probably like, what the hell is he doing in there? You know, because they can't hear the music. Yeah. It's in the headphones. So.
Do you remember like being a kid, probably their same age, and you would you know, your parents were doing stuff and you'd be like, oh, those old, you know, I don't know. I try to remember some of this, you know, being younger and you know, watching my parents thinking they were the oldest thing ever. And then now I'm the same age and it's like, I don't really feel like I'm that old.
But
it's
dude, like, your mom just turned 80.
My mom just,
she looks great.
Isn't that crazy? Okay.
That's insane.
80. So she was, it's funny you actually bring that up, and I might as well run with that a little bit because I'm sure I got listeners that, you know, obviously follow me on Facebook and Instagram and I you know, post some pictures, and she was just an older mom, you know? So that's why she's 80. I mean, then people say, well, how old are you? You know, dude, my mom actually was a nun for most of her 20s. What? She lived in a convent for most of her 20s. Then decided, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. I want to have a family. So she started a family in her 30s. But yeah, 80, that gives me a little bit of hope that I'm like, okay, maybe when I'm 80, I won't look so horrible. And she still drives herself around and, you know, gets around with Lucy great. And
that's awesome.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, that's great.
So, I don't even but it seemed like I wanted to say more with that, but it kind of, so yeah, I mean, as our parents get older and with your kids now making music and they're like, okay, dad's in there just being an old guy, you know, have they heard any of your music? Have they heard any of the recordings? Like your kids or what do they think? Or just, they don't probably say much.
They don't say much. So I have two older stepkids, 20
Okay. So they're older.
2018.
Yeah.
20 and 18. And, I mean, they don't say much. They say cool or whatever, you know, and my 13-year-old boy, he's like, you know,
but he doesn't say anything.
Oh, really? I don't know. I don't know what he thinks.
Okay.
But my 9-year-old daughter listens to, my music every night as she goes to sleep.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Does that just like melt your heart?
Yes.
It would me.
Yes. Cause I'll be walking by and be like, hey, I know that song. Oh, that's me.
Yeah.
You know? So, and she's the only other voice on this record that I'm putting out. I had her help me on some backup vocals. So it's me going, there's her and I screaming, hey, it's like a punk rock, what do they call that? Gang vocal.
Oh yeah.
So just doubling up the hays and stuff. And I used her in it. So
are you going to be playing any shows locally at all? Would you, if the opportunity came?
If somebody said, hey, can you open up for me? Then I would.
Okay.
But me going out there and trying to play, I don't know that I'm going to do that again.
just time and energy and
stuff. Time, energy. I mean, a lot of these songs have multiple instruments.
Okay.
And I don't know how I'd feel playing it, just me and the acoustic guitar. I don't know. I really haven't considered it. It's funny you say that because I had a buddy, he was, he just recorded an album at the Blasting Room in Colorado with Bill Stevenson from Black Flag Descendants.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, dude, Bridge the Gap, really great punk rock band.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I was, oh, man, I want to get out there and play, you know, this, that, and the other. And we went to their CD release party. They're sitting up at 10 o'clock at night. I'm like, maybe this isn't for me, you know? Like the envy went away. I'm like, I don't know that I, you know.
10 o'clock at night is a lot later than it used to be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So.
But there is something fun about seeing, like, older bands play.
Mm-hmm.
And see, especially, you know, so, you know, I think, you know, you and I were similar age. I think we probably listened to a lot of similar bands in our 20s and teens and 20s and even 30s. And it's fun to see some of them try to go back and tour now. And then we try to go see them play live, and some of them still have it and some of them don't, you know, some of them you're like, eh, maybe you don't have it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you seen, I think this is fair and I don't mean this, but, have you watched any recent Axl Rose stuff?
I have.
With Guns N' Roses?
He kind of pulled it together.
A little bit. He's one of those that you're like, maybe you shouldn't be. I don't know. We don't need to tell. We're not here to talk about Guns N' Roses. I don't even know why I got on here.
No, it's good. You know who's worse?
I know where you're going to go.
Vince Neil.
Yeah, Motley Crue.
I'll start sending you those Instagrams because they're too good.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's, and that's what I, it's like, God, I don't want to turn into that, you know.
Oh, no. But, yeah. Yeah. If I was doing blindfold stuff right now, I think I would have a really hard time because it was a hardcore band. A lot of, like, it was rap rock.
Sure, sure. Just the heavy vocals.
Like, I was screaming because I only played vocals. I was only the vocalist.
You'd lose your voice every night.
I would. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I can't even do, like, I used to do, like, the backward scream, you know? But, I can't do that anymore.
Did I already ask you, do your kids play music?
No, none of them play music? My daughter sings. My youngest sings.
What advice would you give them if they came up to you and they said, Dad, I want to play in a punk rock band. I want to play music.
I'd say, finally. No. I would say practice.
Okay.
I would say practice and put whatever you have into it. You know, like hours. I mean, what made the Beatles good? What made Eddie Van Halen great? They put hours and hours and hours into it. I didn't learn my first guitar chord till I was 25 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Any self-taught lessons, anything?
Or I took a little bit of lessons, but mostly self-taught.
Yeah.
But I was in my first band at 14. Didn't learn how to play guitar. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So back then, I just kind of expected it to happen. And I was like really kind of a control freak with my band members, you know, like it has to be this way, but I didn't know how to play. I would just instruct people how to do things. You know what I mean?
So, how did you find those guys to play a band with?
Like we were friends.
They were friends.
Yeah.
And the reason I ask that is because, you know, I'm sure there's people listening who maybe want to join a band. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're 14, maybe they're 15, but they don't know where to go.
Right.
They don't know how to start a band, but they want to do it. What would you tell them?
Well, I'm sure.
That's probably a tough one too. Cause you don't know where 14, 15.
I don't know what they think. I try to think like them all every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, cause I have a 14 year old.
Well, you know, just because especially like one thing I would like to use this podcast even to a degree of like a resource, right. Mm-hmm. To a degree of like, okay, I want to make music. I live here in Utah. These are some good resources of maybe even places to buy instruments, maybe places to my first thought would be like, if you want to start a band, would maybe a local music store, local store. And then, you know, at least this is what they used to do back in the day, a little 3x5 card. Need a drummer. I need a drummer. Yeah. I need vocals. That would be my first thought.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if people maybe were still doing stuff like that.
I don't know.
Or also, I mean, you probably remember Maximum Rock and Roll, Stub Magazine. I mean, you tell that to a lot of other kids, Maximum Rock and Roll, you know, I mean, at least that's my memory. I think I guess that was more on a national level. So I guess Slug's a great, another resource, but I don't know.
Yeah. I don't either.
Okay.
We are old dudes.
Yeah. I don't know. And if somebody listening out there maybe has any good suggestions, you know, pop into, the Facebook group and maybe share on there of like. And
that's probably how kids do it now. They just find each other on the internet.
Internet.
I mean, you can find any community you want, really.
I don't know, though. Young people, internet's a lot different than us old people's, well, that's true. Because I hang out, I like Facebook, but I guess young people don't like Facebook.
Right.
They like the Snapchat, but like to me, Snapchat doesn't go anywhere.
I don't even know what to do on Snapchat TikTok. I'm like, what?
Here's a picture. Yeah, I don't know. So interesting. But podcasting.
Uh-huh.
I know when we like kind of were chatting here recently, To bring you back on here, you know, you were mentioning how much you miss podcasting and how much you miss just the whole thing.
Yeah.
Is it kind of a similar, just kind of like how music was maybe nagging at you? It's like, yeah, maybe you should do it. Like, do you ever actually think about it?
I think about it all the time because I listen to so many podcasts and there's always like different ideas like, oh, this would be a cool podcast to do this. Like even the little bit we talked about Motley Crue.
Yeah.
I would love to do one on Motley Crue.
Like a fan podcast or something?
Well, a fan slash hate podcast.
Okay. Because
they're the band that got me into like rock music
metal,
or whatever, you know what I mean?
Damn you guys.
At like 12 years old.
Yeah.
And now just to watch, like the more I grew up, the more I realized, oh, these guys are like shitty humans.
Oh, they are.
They're not like the best band ever. You know what I'm saying? There's so many bands way better. So I would like to do, I've talked about this for years.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll ever do it. But like just a critique, like a critique of like their whole discography. You know what I mean?
You make me wish I knew more about Motley Crue because I would so be in on that. I would be in on a podcast like that.
Okay.
That just actually sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know enough about Motley Crue.
Well, that would even be better.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
Or what about just like a podcast like critiquing like 80s hair bands in general?
In general. That would be fun.
Because that was a wild era.
That was
music.
Way wild.
I was, you know, but yeah.
So did you get into that stuff too?
Well, I mean, I don't know how much you were into it. I think I was into it. I don't know.
It.
I mean, you know, like, you know, all my friends, Guns N' Roses and Motley Crue and, Poison and Skid Row.
I mean, I keep going
on and on and on, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. I had the jean jacket, the sleeves, and the band patch on the back.
And same here, dude.
You know, never did the feathered hair and all of that.
I had the mullet. You had the mullet?
See, I didn't even have the mullet. You were one up there.
Yeah. I'll have to show you some pictures.
Yeah. No. Yeah. That would be a good part. So what do you think's holding you back there? Just time?
Time.
Time. And
well, I've been working on any free moment I've had, I've worked on Teacher's Pet.
Gotcha.
So
now that's done.
So before that, me and Adam, so we had the Pumpkin Pie Fraudcast. Sorry, I keep hitting this.
No, you're good.
The Pumpkin Pie Fraudcast when we first came through. And we did that for a number of years. And then a couple of years ago, to mention the band I was in at 14 years old, I hang on to everything.
No. Yeah, I love it.
So I had all these cassette tapes that we had made. The band was called Milk and Cookies.
Okay.
And we're just this little band in Copperton.
And you're smart for hanging on. I wish I would have hung on to more stuff.
Yeah. So what we did, it was me and Adam.
Yeah.
And we would listen to the music that we recorded back then. And it was garbage. It was just shit. And we just commentated on it. And, you know, it was a fun podcast for us to do.
Okay.
But it didn't like translate very well because a lot of it was inside jokes. You had to be there. You know, to know some of the people we were talking about and this, that, and the other. There was only so many tapes, so it only lasted 11 episodes. It was fun as hell for me because we got to reminisce.
Not so much for everybody else?
I don't know.
You don't know? Yeah.
I mean, a few of the people that grew up in that neighborhood really liked the podcast. But so I think I'd have to, if I was going to do another podcast, I'd want more of a wider range type of thing, you know, to come across the aisle,
reach
more people.
Well, but I think also, I think you might've been onto something with that podcast the way it was, because I think a lot of people feel like unless, you know, there's tens of thousands of people listening, my podcast is not a success.
Mm, mm-hmm.
I think it was a success because you were having the time of your life.
Oh, we were.
And that's all that really matters, because at the end of the day, I don't care what anybody says, but most of us are not going to become the next Joe Rogan.
Oh, no.
Most of us are not going to become millionaires doing podcasts.
No.
And, I mean, if that's your goal, if that's your dream, I'm not going to crush it. But I like to have people kind of get into podcasting for other reasons, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like back, especially when I used to, you know, do a lot of the teaching podcasts and helping people get going, it's like, why are you really doing this? Are you doing this because you think that this is going to make you a ton of money? Because if that's the case, as you know, Jeremy, podcasting is not easy.
No. No. And I've never done anything for the money. You know, it's always been a passion, but you want people to listen too.
You do.
And,
but making a few bucks back is not that bad
it's
either.
Not bad.
No.
It's not bad.
For all, especially for all the time and effort that you put into it.
Right. Yeah.
So I think you need to do a pod, even if you just do a solo show, man.
Yeah. I've thought about it. Another one I thought about was, I'm giving up all my ideas.
No, do it. Do it.
As shit. What was it called? A musical essays essay. So it would just be me talking, doing like musical essays, like essays on Fugazi or, you know, just things that I'm like really into, you know, just like my thoughts. And then.
Oh, no, no, sorry.
No, that's good.
That's just all, your thoughts like from Fugazi and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think that would be another perfect podcast for you because I think you're very passionate about that.
Yeah.
And about that whole, you would be a good podcast. If this was possible, and I think you would be on board with this, because actually I want to say you introduced me or a few years back, there was like a Punk Rock Dads movie or something.
Oh, yeah.
There, or was, a, was it a book? It was
both.
A book. And then you told me to watch this movie, if I remember correctly. Yeah. It was like right when Lucy was born, if I remember correctly. But how cool would that be if there was like an old Punk Rock Dads podcast?
Oh, shit.
Where like you, but I think, something like that would you would have to get access to like the well known punk rock dads, right? Yeah. The from the big punk labels, you know, and the bigger that, at least that's what I think.
Yeah.
But or maybe not. Maybe it could just be fun to do.
We could start on a local level.
Older, you know, just what it's like to be 40 and 50 and 60 and gosh, there's 70-year-olds now that are still and just, I don't know. To me, that would be fascinating.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be great. Yeah. So did you end up watching that documentary?
I want to say I did. I can't remember. Remind me what it was. It was Punk Rock Dads.
It's called the other F word.
No, I want to say I did. I want it because I remember reading the book and I want it. It was like on Netflix or Hulu. If it was on one of those, I know I watched it, but I couldn't tell you what it was about.
Yeah. No, it was great.
Okay.
I've watched it several times.
Okay. Maybe I need to go revisit it.
Flea always makes me cry. Flea's in it too for a little bit.
Maybe I didn't watch it then.
Now so it's really got Flea. Maybe it's got Dwayne Peters from US Bombs. Fat Mike from NoFX.
See, and I remember those two. But I don't know. I'll rewatch it. Because I don't know. It doesn't matter. But
how about you rewatch it
and then what?
And then you come on my podcast and we talk about it.
Deal. Y'all right, come on your cool. podcast anytime
all right,
you
cool,
want, man. Let's do it. Actually,
I don't have this cool setup though. So well, you'll be in my room.
I was gonna say I could bring this setup with me, or we could, you know, we I'm sure you have just as good of a setup for anything. I mean, that's actually kind of not a Punk Rock Dad question, but the direction that podcasting has gone, where it has gone a little more mainstream, I think.
Oh, very much. From when you and I started?
Yeah. Is that a little intimidating as a podcaster now, wanting to even maybe get back into it where you're like, God, I can't keep up with this?
It is, but it's nice now if you say, oh, I have a podcast, people actually know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because podcasts are listened to now, you know? Yeah. When you and I started, it was like, well, what's a podcast? But now you're competing with Dana Carvey and David Spade, and you're competing with
really everybody.
Everybody,
yeah,
yeah.
And not only podcasts, but there's all the audiobooks. There's all the streaming services of movies and music.
Yeah,
and we're competing a lot more with everything.
Well, that's why it's intimidating putting out an album too.
Yeah,
because I really want people to listen, but it's like, if somebody's on Spotify, they have access to the whole Beatles catalog. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so why would they listen to you?
Yeah. Why are they going to listen to my little basement or my bedroom recordings? You know?
Well, I'll remind myself that when I'm I'm going home today. I'm like, no, sorry, Jeremy. We're going over here to the Beatles now, buddy. You said it's okay.
No, I'm not saying it's okay. I'm saying it's intimidating.
No. I know what you mean. Is that hard for you? I know, well, you kind of already answered this, but I didn't ask it in this way. But is it hard when you, like, I know this, I'm trying to figure out how to ask this. But like when people don't see their numbers, like, they're like, oh, people aren't listening to my podcast, or people aren't downloading my music, because you see your little download numbers next to it.
Right.
Does that get you bummed out?
It can.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But at what number does it not? That's the thing, we're going to be bummed out about every number unless it says a million, right?
No, absolutely. And it shouldn't, because at the end of the day, I'm writing music because I love to write music.
That's why we say we do it. But at the end of the day, too, we want downloads, right?
Yeah. But you also write, or I also write music to be heard.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
I mean, you want people to listen to your music or the you know, when I do a painting, I want somebody to look at it, you know? So yeah, it's frustrating, but there's so much out there and there's so many good things out there. I can't keep up with all of it either.
No, and that's what I try to remind myself, because I'll pull my phone out sometimes, and I'll be like, see this, Chris? Look at all these podcasts you're not able to listen to, that you subscribe to, that you wish, I wish I could listen to them.
Yeah.
But I just can't. I don't have enough hours in the day.
I'm lucky. I drive, I deliver mail for Jordan School District. So
Wait, are you a mailman?
Uh-huh.
Maybe we're not supposed to say
that. Oh, no, it's fine.
I didn't know you
were
a mailman.
I've done that for 26 years for Jordan School District. I'm not the U.S. Postal.
Oh.
So they're inter-district mail.
Okay.
I've done it for 26 years.
Okay.
So I've been able to drive around and listen to things like my whole career, really.
So you're just driving and kind of doing your own thing. You always have that one earbud
in
your ear.
Yep.
And you're able to listen to.
Podcasts, music, audiobooks, you know.
One of my other favorite podcasts that I listen to, one of the hosts on there he's a USPS mailman. Uh-huh. So that's what I was
saying. What is it?
They're called The Mediocre Show. I don't know if you've listened to
it. Oh, I used to listen to that.
With Eric Tomorrow, and they're out in Pennsylvania.
I think you turned me on to it.
Did I turn you on? Probably.
You used to be a guest on it, no?
Well, no, I mean, I was. One time I went out to Pennsylvania and I was a guest on it. And I mean, yes. I would call up on the phone and
yeah,
and
I did listen to it.
A lot of the Geek Show guys. I don't know. Do you listen to the Geek Show podcast?
I used to listen to that.
They were really connected to it. Jimmy Martin, who was on Geek Show, used to call in.
Right.
And that's actually how I was introduced to Mediocre Show, because he called in doing movie reviews one time when I was at his house. And I was like, what the heck are you doing? Anyway, so one of the current co-hosts on there became a mailman about a year ago, I want to say. Sorry, Pat, if I'm wrong here. If you're listening, maybe it's been longer, but it seems like it was only about a year ago. But it's fun to hear some of those stories of just be delivering mail.
Yeah.
But you just do it within the school district. But you have to drive like a vehicle around still to go from school building to school building and stuff. So,
yeah.
Well, that's cool, man. That's cool. So you're getting plenty of time for music. You're getting plenty of time for a podcast. Mm-hmm. Plenty of time to create. I would say what's in store for you, but you're probably just like, right now I'm just enjoying this album that came out.
Right? I am. I've had a lot of fun writing it.
Uh-huh.
And I started in October and finished it maybe a month ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And people can just go listen to it for free. I mean, can you buy the album?
You could buy it on iTunes.
Can you donate money to you at all? I mean,
you know, I think on Bandcamp there's a pay what you think it's worth type of thing.
Okay.
But yeah, just listen.
Well, let's talk about, what else are you excited about this summer, man? What else is coming up this summer?
A lot of shows.
Like to just go watch.
What
do you want? Who are you excited to go see this?
Social Distortion. Got tickets for Social Distortion.
Didn't they just come here? Wasn't that like the end of April they were here? Oh, for some reason, I thought they were just here. When is that show?
May 25th, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, maybe that was, okay. So they're still just coming.
Mm-hmm.
Man, maybe I'll have to hop on that show. Dude, they're great. Social. There's a perfect example.
Yeah.
Of an old dude Do you follow Mike Ness on Instagram at all? Like with this new little babe granddaughter he had and all that.
It's cute. It's adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. I didn't mean to get on that.
Oh no, you're good.
But I think Mike Ness is a really cool guy.
Oh yeah.
And who else? Any other bands you're excited to see this summer?
Seeing Dustin Kinster.
Okay.
From Thrice. He's playing a country set next weekend.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to go see him.
So you get out and see some.
Yeah, we have been lately.
Yeah.
Going to see Janet Jackson at the new, what is it? The USANA, what is it called now?
Oh, they changed the name. I don't remember what it is, but I did see that they changed it out. We'll call it USANA. Just like Delta USANA. Center was always Delta Center.
It was always, then they changed it back.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, you're still the Delta Center here.
What other shows?
No, and it's fine. I don't mean to put you on
Nora
the spot.
Jones. Oh, no, okay. It's cool. Limp Bizkit. I'm going to go see Limp Bizkit in August.
There you go.
That's always a good time.
I wish I could say the same. I have nothing really, you know, there's been a few bands, but I'm just I don't know.
The Vandaliers. Are you familiar with the Vandaliers?
I'm familiar with the Vandals, but not the Vandaliers.
So the Vandaliers are this, and we saw them open for Flogging Molly last spring. I
think. Okay.
Dude, they're amazing.
Okay.
They're going to be in town, and tickets are cheap. I forget what, sometime in June, I believe.
Okay. And that's half the problem, too, is these ticket prices are like, I remember when you used to pay $20 to go see go to a good live show, and those were the big bands.
Mm-hmm.
And even $20, you were like, "Oh, should I spring $20 here to go see Metallica?" I don't know.
Now it's like
I kind of wish I would have done a few more of those.
I don't know what else I'm looking forward to, I think I'm going to start painting again.
I was curious, but I didn't want to completely put you on the spot. You're going to start painting again, and. Mm-hmm. Maybe do a Create a One show.
I would really like to. And we talked about it after Brad passed, getting everybody together to kind of honor him. But I don't know where a good venue would be now to like hang art. Like I said, I've been out of the whole scene for like 10 years, you know?
Yeah.
And I just don't know where a good venue, because Five Monkeys was awesome. Cocapelli's was awesome because they would give us the whole door, like all of the door, because we would always donate to charity. We'd always find a charity to donate to. And they were always good about giving us the door. They had a nice stage for the bands. They let us put art up on their walls. It was killer.
And you don't think they would do that now?
Well, they're not there anymore.
Well, what's
it's like a swanky
Five Monkeys? There's something else. What's the name of the place now? Isn't that my mind is blank? Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, I was gonna say whatever bar replaced him.
Well, it's a lot nicer. Yeah. I don't know if they want us.
I don't know. My bar days, I don't go out to bars.
I don't
like,
ever.
I don't go out to bars like I used to. You know.
Yeah.
But
like, I would love to do another Create a One, because like I said, Lance is still active.
Yeah.
Painting. Maybe get my brother to start painting again.
And I'm sure you can find enough people that would want to help. And I mean, I'm definitely on board to help with whatever
I
could do. You know, I mean, I'm not a painter and I'm not doing that, but hey, I'll help get the word out through my social medias and podcasting. And
I think you promoted every single Create a One we did.
Probably. Yeah. And I'm down to promote this one too, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. But, well, let's see here. As we kind of, you know, I'm trying to think, there's a few, you know, other questions as we kind of wind this episode up before I completely forget. I am curious. Actually, this was going to be kind of my answer when you say you don't know what venue, you know, as Utah has gotten bigger, as more people have gotten here, I feel like the Valley, you know, Salt Lake Valley really has spread out so much. It seemed like everybody was kind of more like downtown or on the east. Now we're so spread out where, I mean, you have, you know, people, I mean, Harriman used to not exist. Now you got tons of people living there now. I mean, it's, you know, so we're spread out. So it's kind of like you could really have it in any part of the Valley. And I think it could be successful.
Yeah.
That's just my thoughts.
Yeah.
But I might be wrong. Or maybe you try to just do a Create a One online version. I don't know how you would do that.
I don't know either.
But it probably wouldn't be as fun.
Yeah, part of it is just getting together
and networking,
yeah,
and meeting new people. But what do you think of all the growth in Utah here recently? Well, recently, over the last few years, really since COVID.
I like the diversity. I like that there it's getting more diverse. But
you love that traffic.
I don't know about the traffic. And it seems that we're getting better restaurants with the growth.
Yeah.
So maybe that helps. I don't know. What do you think? You're in real estate. You probably love it.
Well, it's yes and no. Not really. Mm. I don't like it for a lot of reasons. I don't like these house prices.
Well, yeah.
Nobody likes that. That makes it hard for all of us.
Sure.
Because it's sad to me that it's more unattainable to get a home, right? Obviously, we're not a real estate podcast. We don't need to get into necessarily all that. As far as the growth goes, it's hard because there's probably people listening right now that are like, Chris, you used to talk about how much you can't wait till Salt Lake grows and you can't wait till more and more people get here and this and that and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I think people are allowed to change their mind, first of all, change their opinions, change their thoughts. I'm not a fan of this, man. I'm done with this.
Yeah.
I think we're only touching the tip of the iceberg because especially that whole area around the point of the mountain where the prison got wiped out.
Crazy.
Once they build that whole area in there, I mean, traffic there is already crazy, especially starting at like 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Right.
What's going to happen in another year? And I feel bad for people in Draper that want to go downtown, that want to go to a jazz game, that want to go whatever, and you can't do it anymore.
Right.
Think about people that even, say, live in, say, a town like Spanish Fork, which really used to not be that far from Salt Lake, for example. I mean, it used to seem like it was far because it was just like, you live in Spanish Fork. But now, if you were to go to a jazz game, and I know I keep saying jazz, but hey, they're right downtown.
Sure.
That's going to take you how? I mean, that would take you 3 hours to go downtown. And it's like, yeah, I know cities like LA and I know cities like San Francisco and I know they're already used to that. But when did Salt Lake City turn into that city?
Yeah.
And maybe we're just that city now. I don't know.
We are.
I mean, look, we got a hockey team now, which I'm actually kind of excited about. And I'm not even a huge hockey fan.
I'm not either.
But I think it's awesome and I'm ecstatic.
Well, and then they're moving the Bees Stadium by my house. So I'm pretty psyched about that.
Yeah, Daybreak area. I mean, I love Daybreak.
Yeah.
I think that's a phenomenal area. Beautiful. The stuff they're doing there, the stuff they're developing, the stuff they're planning. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I used to think places like South Jordan and Harriman and, you know, Daybreak and all of that, they were in the middle of nowhere. But now that middle of nowhere is becoming the center of everything.
Oh yeah.
And so it doesn't really matter where you live. But as far as the growth, hopefully whoever is developing Salt Lake City has some big plans in because we're not slowing down. But yet we are built too much along just one major interstate.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And they screwed that up when they designed Salt Lake City and they designed Utah. They were not very smart.
Oh no. Or even the track station.
The tracks.
It stops in Daybreak. It's like, we need to go further south.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy. The growth is or everywhere.
Do they still stop at like 11 at night too?
Yeah.
How are you supposed to go, say, from like where you live to downtown? You can't do it.
Right. Yeah. That shows how much I get out.
Yeah. Well, no, but again, I mean, I'm the same way. It's not like I'd be doing it either. But anyway, I don't know. I think we're not slowing down. I don't see myself leaving. I like Utah. I do love it here. I have too many family and friends here at this point.
Yeah.
But something needs to change.
But to go back to what we were saying earlier, we're just getting old too. Because I remember my dad always saying, oh, it's getting too crowded here. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm that guy now.
Do you, okay, It's interesting you bring that up because I didn't even think about it from that angle until you just said that. Do you think maybe that's more of what's going on right now?
Well, it's definitely growing. It is definitely growing, but
do you, think it's more of that old man thing?
I think our perspectives might be definitely
because I bet you if we ask other, say, 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds, well, what are you talking about? There's nobody lives here. We live in these small little farm towns.
Yeah.
But there was a time when, especially from like the prison to, I don't know, what was it? I mean, those are just fields.
Oh, yeah. I grew up in Copperton.
See, now remind me where Copperton is. I know like
the west. Bro.
I want to say I had, isn't John Saltis from City Weekly's from Copperton?
Yeah.
Because I want to say he talked about Copperton too.
Yeah, his brother still lives up there.
Does he? Okay. Okay. Yeah. So Copperton is west. Like west, if you were to go
by Kennecott, by the big mine.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
So for when my growing up, there wasn't anything until like 27th West, 90th South. And we had to ride our bikes to Reams to, now I sound like the old guy. Just look at a Hit Parader or Middle Edge magazine or Circus magazine or something, you know?
Oh, there's some magazine titles or names I haven't heard. Circus and Metal Edge. Do they still make those magazines?
I doubt it. I don't know. Who would even be in them at this point? Is there any rock bands anymore?
Well, yeah, you might make a Foo Fighters, I guess.
Foo Fighters? You know, but they're old, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe just kind of make them for nostalgic reasons.
Oh, yeah, maybe. You know. With the same bands.
Yeah, well, yeah.
They're just old now.
That's, yeah.
In their vests.
But you know what I don't understand? This is what I don't understand. Is the same dudes, well, we don't need to, I just don't know. They were kind of cross-dressing back then.
Oh, absolutely.
The same dudes that are getting on people for cross-dressing today used to listen to that music.
I know.
So why are we,
Yeah, let people cross-dress.
I don't know. I know we're not here on this podcast to talk about that, but the thought was in my head, and I had to say it because you know exactly what I was thinking there, because it doesn't make sense.
No. Yeah, people should cross-dress.
How do you know I'm not right now?
How do you know we're both not right now?
Anyways, all right, Jeremy, I don't know. I'm trying to think of before. Oh, I've had a heck of a time recording with you, man. I'm trying to think if there are any favorite local eating spots. I don't know if I asked this of you when you came through before.
Yeah, I think so.
Did I ask you?
I think so.
Well, what about recently, man? What are you enjoying?
Oh, man. What are you
loving? Well, you made these delicious tortillas, first of all.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm excited to try here, but is that really what you're doing more, just cooking at home?
Oh, yeah. I cook every day.
Yeah?
My new tattoo.
Okay. Papa Bear, and then you got the bear on the barbecue.
On the grill.
So you barbecuing every day?
Not every day.
Yeah? But do you have a smoker and all that, too?
I got a smoker. I got a flat top grill. Yeah.
Jeremy, dude, why aren't we hanging out?
Hey, come over.
Okay.
I'll cook for you.
What's your favorite meat to smoke?
Favorite meat to smoke. I did a brisket the other day.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
So I don't know if you know, my brother and his wife own a barbecue restaurant.
What?
In Pleasant Grove.
No.
And I love to go in there.
What is it?
It's called the Holy Grill.
Okay.
Probably heard you talk about it and you probably just didn't realize it, but doesn't matter. And, sometimes, hey, come on in here and help. You know, so I'll just even go in there and help them, you know, get meats ready to smoke just because I love that stuff, man.
Yeah.
I love smoking meats and barbecuing
and
stuff like that. So I'll go in there and help them out sometimes with their ribs and brisket and stuff like that and hopes to just even get some ribs and brisket and stuff like that. But
so Los Tapatíos.
Okay. Okay.
That's way good.
Okay.
The Birria Tacos.
Okay.
Superb.
The best tacos there is.
Huh? So good. And Lulu's Hot Oven? Is that what it's called? It's a pizza place in South Jordan.
That name rings a bell. Okay.
It's way good. They do a taco pizza. Like their pizzas are a little different.
Okay.
It's way good. The Porch in Daybreak.
I've been there.
The Porch.
Yeah. Because anyways, my office used to not be too far from there.
Oh, okay. I know where your office was.
I was at the mouth of Daybreak there.
Keller Williams
there at South Jordan. It's like 114 South, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So the Porch, yeah. So well, Daybreak's got all kinds of good little eating places.
Tide of Light.
Yeah.
Still in the Tide of Light.
Yeah.
But I cook. We mostly,
well, eating out gets expensive, man. Eating out, especially nowadays. Yeah. I mean, the last time I, you know, even took my, you know, took Lucy to a fast food restaurant just to get like a few chicken nuggets for her. I'm like, that was $8 just for you for a few chicken nuggets. Like, get out of here, kid. Like, fast food's getting expensive.
But the Holy Grill.
The Holy Grill. So yeah, I didn't mean to get on a tangent there, but yeah, seriously, they're right in Pleasant Grove. They're tucked away. I keep telling them they need to do more advertising. Mm. They need to do more, get the word out. But yeah, Holy Grill. So let's run down the list of how people can connect with you, Jeremy, how they can reach out. Because I know you're on social medias. I know you're on Instagram. I mean, I don't know how you want people to
can find me on Facebook, Jeremy Velarde, jeremyvelarde.bandcamp.com.
Okay.
But it's J-E-R-A-M-I-E. V-E-L-A-R-D-E, Punk and Pie podcast.
Is it still out there, the podcast?
It's still out there. We haven't done an episode, but if you want to listen to it, and the Park and Listen to It podcast, that's the one that we did on the Milk and Cookies
music. Okay.
So that's out there too. The 11 episodes are floating around. V for Velarde on Instagram. V for Velarde 801 on TikTok. I'm everywhere. Just look for me. The new album's May 16th. It's called Teacher's Pet.
They're going to be counting down, man. They're going to be waiting until midnight. They're going to have their phones out.
I will.
Do you remember that? Did you ever used to go to CD release parties at midnight? Dude, remember that? Time. Did you ever, in the, like, Bessie the Milk Beast, the X96 Milk Beast was there at the midnight release parties and at Grey Whale. Uh-huh. You know, you had to get that. Anyway. So
Tom Music.
Tom Music, yeah.
White Pony. I went Deftones, White Pony.
I went to a White Pony.
You remember that Deftones album?
White Pony. I was thinking of a shop in Salt Lake called White Pony. I wasn't connecting it to Deftones, but then when you said that, I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. Deftones did have an album.
I needed it that day.
Yeah. Well, that was because Deftones at that time, especially. Anyway.
Yeah. No, I did all that. Camp out for tickets, Smith Dicks, you know.
Dude, that actually might be a fun podcast to just where you just, a couple of old dudes just being nostalgic about the way we used to consume music. Right. Bands that used to be from the 80s and 90s. We could dissect bands.
Yeah.
We'd be like, all right, let's talk about Everclear, the band Everclear from the 90s. Let's talk about Red Hot Chili Peppers from the 90s. Let's talk about Pearl Jam. Let's talk about
Pearl Jam, dude, their new record. Have you heard it?
I didn't even know I was actually wondering what happened to Pearl Jam. I didn't know they have a new record.
Yeah, it's called Black Matter.
Is it out?
It's great.
How have I missed it? Is it like old Pearl Jam or is it?
It's a little old. It's a little new. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a little mix from the first three albums and then, you know, kind of their later stuff where they wasn't the greatest, but yeah, it's really, it's a really good album.
I'm assuming it's on Spotify.
Uh huh.
Okay. So
yeah, it just barely came out. I haven't given a Pearl Jam, a chance for quite a while.
But
this one, I was like, let's see what they're up to.
Yeah.
Oh, I am a fan again. So.
See, I used to be all about all that 90s grunge, Seattle, Mudhoney. I don't know if you remember.
To band. I love Mudhoney. Yeah.
I don't know. There were a few other bands out of there, you know.
In fact, me and my wife are going to go see a Pearl Jam cover band at the Depot called Corduroy.
Okay.
Sometime. I don't know. Sometime soon.
Huh. Actually, speaking of Seattle band, did you ever get into Murder City Devils?
No.
You never got into Murder City?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Go home. Or this is what I'll go listen to the new Pearl Jam.
Okay.
You pull up Murder City Devils. They're more hardcore punk rock.
Okay. That's my wheelhouse too.
But go listen to them. They're, if I'm not mistaken, I might be wrong, but they're playing one of those big music festivals in Vegas in the end of, I don't know, sometime this summer.
Is that the punk rock bowling?
No, not punk. It's the dudes from Salt Lake are putting it on, but they're doing it in Vegas. And I know like it's Bright Eyes and Murder City Devils. And I mean, there's probably a ton of bands did you ever listen to a band Mates of State?
No.
Oh, okay.
That sounds like a hardcore band too.
No, they're more like, I don't know, indie rock.
Oh, okay.
Emo-ish. I don't know. I'm horrible. Anyways.
No, I like it all. Throw it my way.
Anyway, anything else you want to talk about before we completely cut this off here, Jeremy?
No.
Before we,
dude, if you talk music, I could just keep going.
Yeah. Well,
so you're going to have to cut it off.
Okay. I don't want to hold you up all night.
Oh, I'm good.
I don't know why it took me this long to bring you back through here. Let's record more podcasts here soon.
All right. Sounds good.
Go listen to them on Spotify, Bandcamp, wherever Jeremy mentioned. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast and whatever app you listen to podcasts. That way you get the app right to your podcast player right when it comes out, and leave this podcast a review so I know what you think about it. Because you'd be like, Chris, you're wasting your time. No, I'm not gonna listen to that kind of feedback. But seriously, guys, go leave some feedback in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, however you listen to this podcast. Subscribe, and thank you again, Jeremy.
Thank you.
We'll see you on the next episode.